candidate is Stephen Councilman. Stephen, can you step up? Stephen serves as Ann Arbor City Council member representing Ward 3. He is a candidate for the mayor of the city of Ann Arbor. Councilmember Councilman.
Thank you.
Hello, everyone. I'm Stephen Councilman, and I want to thank you for considering my candidacy for the office of mayor of the city of Ann Arbor. I'm honored that you're interested in my policy positions and record as an elected official. As a three-term city of Ann Arbor council member representing Ward 3, I've held the position with dignity, respect, and honor. I'm going to continue to do so as mayor. I've been a strong and effective voice for all Ann Arbor residents using common sense and fiscal responsibility as the basis of governing. I believe in fairness and equity in the distribution of the city's limited financial and staff resources and have been a consistent advocate for investment in our infrastructure, funding of our park systems, and rebuilding of our public safety department. I grew up in Ann Arbor and attended Ann Arbor Public Schools beginning with kindergarten at Pittsfield Elementary. I attended Keene, Wines, Forsyth Community and graduated from Ann Arbor Pioneer High School in 1981. I received a Bachelor of Science in Natural Resources with a major in Forestry from the University of Michigan and went on to attain a Master of Urban Planning and a Master of Landscape Architecture also from the U of M. I have pursued career opportunities primarily in the public sector. I was an intern with the City of Ann Arbor Forestry Department, a driver for Recycling Ann Arbor, and I worked in local government for over 10 years, where in a nearby township serving as their environmental planner and eventually as their township administrator. My responsibilities during that time included duties in environmental planning, solid waste operations, water distribution systems, development review, public works projects, recreation programs and planning, senior programs, and public safety. Presently, I'm employed with the University of Michigan as the Energy Conservation Liaison, a position I've held for the past 10 years. And I'm married to Letitia, an Ann Arbor Public School teacher, and together we have helped raise our now young adult children, Zane, Sabrina, Sophia, and Hannah. As council member, I helped lead the successful community-based effort to prevent the dissolution of the Ann Arbor Transportation Authority for an ill-conceived countywide transit authority. Today, we have an expanded Ann Arbor Area Transportation Authority, just as I had advocated for from the very beginning. That is what I call common sense governance, because anybody with common sense could have easily predicted that the western, wealthier Washtenaw County communities were never going to participate in a countywide transit taxing authority. We also defeated the very questionable transfer of restricted utility and millage funds to the Public Art Fund. I was the greatest critic of the Percent for Art program, and today we can confidently state it has been dismantled. You and I want our utility dollars to repair water mains and maintain fire hydrants, not to construct a fountain in front of City Hall. However, what I am most proud of in my 6 years serving on City Council is championing the reform of the Downtown Development Authority, which entailed perseverance, courage, and compromise to legislate the most significant amendments to the city's DDA ordinance, which passed overwhelmingly. The DDA tax capture is now restricted to a reasonable rate of increase, providing all taxing authorities with their fair share of revenues. In addition, the DDA annual budget now requires funds to be allocated to affordable housing and term limits for board members. Due to my advocacy, the Y lot was sold, ending a 10-year speculative development venture. The Valiant proposal to put the full faith and credit of the city behind a questionable hotel conference center venture for the library was halted. And I was the first elected official in 2006 to say, support the skate park. And in 2009, save Argo Pond. And today, we have both. If elected mayor, I'll continue to work cooperatively and graciously with my council colleagues with an emphasis on open and vigorous debate of all issues facing our great city. I am proud and humbled to have the trust, support, and endorsement of Ann Arbor City Council members Sumi Kalasapathy of Ward 1, Jane Lum of Ward 2, Jack Eaton of Ward 4, and Mike England of Ward 5. As your mayor, I'm confident that City Council will prioritize public health, safety, and welfare as we all expect. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Questions, please. Just raise your hand.
Questions? And as you're raising your hands, I do want to recognize Gretchen Driscoll here with us from the State House as well. Gretchen, thank you. Questions?
Shocking.
Don't be shy. Sean is never without questions.
You know, I'm never shy.
All right.
There's a lot of different types of ride-sharing apps transportation companies that are coming into Ann Arbor that you're not really sure whether or not they're following the rules that Ann Arbor's put in place. What would you do as mayor to try to curtail some of those somewhat dangerous companies that are out there transporting people?
Well, actually, it doesn't require being mayor. It requires being on city council. And I presently serve on the taxi cab board. And actually, this morning we had a meeting. We reviewed a rough draft of ordinance amendments to our taxi cab ordinance. It'll be called Taxi Cabs and Non-Metered Vehicles for Hire. And what we're intending on, non-metered vehicles for hire. And the basic premise for public safety is to know who these drivers are that are coming into our community, okay? And there's two regulations that I'm aware of in terms of regulating vehicles for hire. There's the State Limousine Act, and then there's the local taxi cab ordinance. The State Limousine Act, you know, doesn't regulate drivers, it regulates vehicles. And also requires insurance to be, you know, covered for that. So we're looking to regulate drivers. And so that's the first thing that we're gonna do with Uber and Lyft and deal with those ride sharing, because we have no idea who those drivers are. And so if we can regulate them, require them to at least register or be licensed by or register with the city, we know who the drivers are. And that way, if they're not, and if we have some way of identifying them as a registered driver as they're out there in the community, that will be great, because if they're driving around in vehicles without some sort of identification that they're a registered driver, then the police department has the authority to use that as a primary offense to pull them over. Okay, so if they see that pink mustache on the car without a registered driver in it, then that's going to get pulled over. All right. Right now, from what I understand from the police department, they can't just pull over based on the suspicion of a vehicle for hire, even though these cars are identifying themselves as such through either the top light and the dash, as Uber does, or the pink mustache as Lyft does. So we are addressing it.
We have a question over on this side.
Hi. The road repair is everybody's mind. I know that the city is spending money in repairing the road right now. So can you tell us where the money is from? And when we, what priority is, when will we get our streets repaired?
You know, this last budget the council approved, I was one of the few members that did not put any amendments forth because the budget was pretty tight. And in that budget, everything that I wanted and had been talking about for the last year was there. We had increased our police department by a few FTEs, we increased our fire department personnel, and we took $1 million out of the general fund reserves for street tree maintenance. Knowing that that's the only way we're going to try to catch up on the huge backlog of street maintenance issues, I would think that in the next cycle of the budget, any amount that we can take out of the general fund reserve, knowing that we're spending very prudently, and that's my whole issue of fiscal responsibility, we cannot spend money on all kinds of things for all people, given the downsize of our local government. There seems to be this expectation that we can continue to provide the kind of services, the kind of services that are outside the realm of public health, safety, and welfare, and pursuing transportation initiatives that are outside the city's jurisdiction that we're spending our city dollars on is an example of that. While it might be great that we're thinking forward, we still have today that we have to take care of. And that's been one of the problems that I have with these, what I will term, the progressive elitist agenda. Always wanting more of something else, but never taking care of what they have. And we've seen that across the board in our local government for the last few years, pursuing public art, letting our roads fall apart. And that's the kind of agenda as mayor that I'm going to push back on and actually start a new agenda, and that is public health, safety, and welfare. I've been the most consistent council member, the most consistent politician, focusing on those things because of my work history and because of the community that I grew up in. I remember when our roads were in great shape because I was a skateboarder and I didn't have to worry about hitting potholes.
Thank you. All right.